This is Attention Talk Radio, your ADHD information station, part of the Attention Talk Network. Its sister stations include Attention Talk Video, your ADHD talk show station, our subscription-based newsletter, Attention Talk News, your ADHD news source. Each media channel can be accessed at their respective URLs, attentiontalkradio.com, attentiontalkvideo.com, and attentiontalknews.com. Keep up with all the media channels on our Facebook page, found at facebook.com/attentiontalkradio.
Welcome to Attention Talk Radio, the show centered around paying attention to attention, with your host, Attention Coach Jeff Copper.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to this edition of Attention Talk Radio. I'm your host, Attention Coach Jeff Copper. Tonight is Wednesday, April the 30th in the year 2014 at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we've got a great show for you tonight, ADHD, The Power of the Pause. And with us in our virtual studio is David Gwork, the founder of the ADD Coaching Academy. So many of our shows really begin with the pause trying to pay attention to what's going on to help those with ADHD move forward. So I'm excited about the show. I think you'll really, really enjoy it. Some announcements. Tonight is the eve of the ADHD Coaches Organization Conference in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm en route tomorrow morning, looking forward to getting out there getting with my posse, if you will, and hook up with some people I haven't seen in a while and meet some new faces. It's not too early to start thinking about the annual CHAD conference, which is in November in Chicago. For more information on that, go to chadd.org. Also, they're having a fundraiser in the D.C. area. May the 18th, that is CHAD is having this walk, Sunday, May the 18th, in Bluemont Park in Arlington, Virginia. If you're in that area, go out and participate in the walk, trying to raise some money and create some awareness. You can get information on that at at chadd.org. And finally, CHAD's having a virtual conference on Saturday. That is this Saturday, May the 3rd, from 9 to 5. I think you can still register for that. Again, just one more time, go to chadd.org. Also in the news is the ADDA conference, the Attention Deficit Disorder Association conference, is in July in Orlando, right up the road from me. I know I'll be there. I'm looking forward to presenting. And so if you can make that conference, we encourage you to do so. For more information on that, go to add.org. And with that, let's get into the show. Again, our topic is the power of the pause. David Gwork is our guest. In anticipation that I was scrambling around to get to the ADHD Coaches Conference. This was actually pre-recorded. So we're going to let it run in its entirety. So I hope you enjoy the show, and here we go. David Gwork is the founder and president of the ADD Coach Academy, the world's foremost ADHD coach training program. The ADD Coach Academy is the first and only comprehensive ADHD coach training program fully accredited by the International Coach Federation, which is the global governing body of the coaching profession. It's also accredited by the Professional Association of ADHD Coaches, which has a similar job of policing our industry as a coach, but more specifically in the ADHD environment. David is a Master Certified ADHD Coach with the Professional Association of ADHD Coaches and a Master Certified Coach with the International Coaches Federation. David serves on the advisory board of the Professional Association of ADHD Coaches and the Attention Deficit Disorder Association. David's the author of a groundbreaking book, Permission to Proceed. We actually interviewed David on this particular book about a year and a half ago. It's spectacular. If you're listening to this and you enjoy the show, I really encourage you to go back and listen to that book. David and the AD Coach Academy has been featured in numerous publications, including the New York Times, New York Times Magazine, Fortune, Inc., and as well as other TV and radio shows. David's a national, international speaker and speaks regularly at many, many conferences around the world. You can learn more about David and the ADD Coach Academy by going to addca.com. And with that, David, welcome to the show.
Jeff, it's always great to be here, and thank you for being a pioneer and doing what you do every day. We learn so much from you. You do a great job of teaching the world about ADHD in so many different ways, so I just want to acknowledge the great work you do.
Well, I certainly appreciate it, David, and I guess I also want to acknowledge you. You've been a longtime supporter of Attention Talk Radio, as evidenced by the ads that our listeners will hear later in the show. But one of the things that I want to highlight that I'm not so sure everybody's really aware of is the commercials that you guys supported with are actually advertising the Find a Coach page, which is populated with people who graduated from your program. And I'm not real sure all the coaches know that out there, and I think I just want to underscore that if any of you ADCA coaches are listening out there, David is paying money to advertise you, not himself, and I just think that the promotion of that, because ADHD coaches are so in demand and so vital, I think is a testament to you, David. And so I think to thank you for supporting the show, but I also on behalf of the other ADCA coaches, thank you for making that investment and putting your money where your product is, if you will.
Yeah, and our product and the great coaches that we put out that go through, you know, the difficult, challenging standards of becoming a certified ADHD coach, we know that when they're out there, they're going to do a great job. So when we invest in them, we're investing in who we believe are the best ADHD coaches in the world.
Excellent. Now, tonight's topic is the power of the pause. And, David, this is, to me, we probably should have done this show a long time ago, and I know this is near and dear to your heart, but to me as a coach, working with an individual so they can learn to pause, for me, I think is the single greatest skill, or whatever you want to call it, that a person with ADHD can learn. Your thoughts?
I couldn't agree more. You know, one of the big challenges of ADHD is self-awareness. And how does one create self-awareness? The only one can learn about themselves to be able to look in the mirror, in the mind's mirror, to look at theirself and understand who they are, is their ability to pause and pay attention to who they are, what they're doing, what they're saying, what they're thinking in the moment. And individuals with ADHD have a very difficult time putting on the brakes of their mind to pause and pay attention to what they're paying attention to in the moment so that they can discern the best options. What is the situation calling for? But what people with ADHD do is they don't put on their brakes, and they go like a Ferrari engine. You know, Ned Hollowell talks about that Ferrari engine. They're going up 90 zillion miles an hour without putting on the brakes. And if you don't put on the brakes to pause and pay attention to what you're paying attention to, then what you're paying attention to will continue to grow. And unfortunately, usually that's what is in negative emotions, negative reactions, negative patterns that have never been checked out and have never been monitored before. So the pause, the ability to identify what's out of harmony that starts in your brain and that you feel in your body, is the beginning of learning how to breathe better. You know, when we don't breathe well, Jeff, the oxygen that we need for executive function, you know, the ability to self-regulate, you know, what Russell Barkley talks about, our ability to direct things back at ourselves and change our behavior for a better future. We can't do that if we don't pause to pay attention to how are we breathing. Are we breathing fast and shallow? Are we breathing deep and taking the oxygen in that allows our brain? We need 25% of all oxygen in our brain to function effectively. So the pause begins that. You know, Jeff, my father, who recently passed away and who I adored, never knew how to breathe properly. And he learned how to do it in the hospital once, where a very wise nurse said, "Mr. Gewirk, smell the cake and blow out the candles." That's how he learned how to breathe.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You kind of started this off with self-awareness. And, you know, David, you know I'm a fan of Dr. Barkley's executive function construct, and I want to kind of tie something in a few things here, because so much, I mean, you've been talking about the pause for decades, really, and with his construct, it's funny, what he talks about, think of the brain as a two-level system. You have the automatic brain, which is kind of the reptilian brain, or you get habits, the part where you're not thinking, and the executive function brain is effortful. It has to go in and override the automatic brain. And so I think that the pause is a symbol of engaging the executive function system to pause and to override the automatic. And I really liked how he languages it, because it's effortful. and he talks about the ADHD fuel tank being smaller than other people, and it requires some effort to kick in and override it. And you talked about self-awareness. When we're talking about overriding executive function, you actually have to be able to see it and kind of notice it. Dr. Barclay says, you know, there's five or six main things that we do.
Yep.
You know, we're aware to ourselves, we inhibit ourselves, we see to ourselves, we talk to ourselves, we feel to ourselves, and we play to ourselves, which is all going on in the mind, which is why I always like to call myself an attention coach, not so much an ADHD coach, because I think that's actually kind of what we coach. And this whole notion of the pause is actually learning to pay attention to what you're saying to yourself, or what you're feeling to yourself, or what you're playing to yourself. And it's, and I think that, I mean, I'm saying kind of what you're saying. I'm just doing a different language, because I think a lot today we're going to talk about this, because there's so many things out there that we talk about in ADHD coaching that all come back to this central thing, to being able to stop and pause.
Yeah. I couldn't agree with you more. And to use Russell Barkley's language, one of the executive functions is self-restraint.
Yes.
And that's the mind's brakes. And the human brain in general, this is why it's so such an important discipline and skill that can be learned. The human brain in general is hardwired to attract problems and negativity to begin with. We're automatically wired for that. Now, take ADHD, where that problems and negativity are exacerbated and made even worse, that this discipline of being mindful, being an objective mindful observer, an objective observer of what's happening in the moment, and being able to say, I feel, you see, part of this is emotional intelligence, is the ability to say, I feel anger in my stomach. I feel anger in my head. Just by identifying the anger, we diminish its power over us. But you have to put the brakes on. You have to pause in the moment to identify the negativity and then ask, how can I change this for a better future? There's Russell Barkley's language again. You know, directing something at ourselves, looking at ourselves in the mirror and saying, this negative emotion that I am not identifying is overpowering me. How can I pause and put on my brakes with self-restraint, look in the mirror for greater self-awareness, and say, what is it in my past, in my memory? ADHD is a challenge of memory. What magical moments on the mountain, what strengths, what positive attributes can I access from that memory that will change the neurochemistry of my brain? Because the human brain is built on emotions. We automatically go to the limbic system, the amygdala, which is the watchdog. When we don't pause, we don't bring in, we're out of integrity. There's two kinds of integrity, Jeff. There's psychological integrity, that who I am is aligned with what I do, and then there's biological integrity. If I don't pause, and the most dominant emotion of negativity, I'm broken, I can't or won't, goes into the limbic system, it creates fight or flight, which creates adrenaline or cortisol. Yep. When I pause, I automatically bring the prefrontal cortex in, which is the watchdog, which is the part that says, hey, what's going on here? So pausing brings both the left and the right side. It brings the automatic with, you know, with the mindful, the resourceful, the decision to discern. So pausing is so powerful because it gives you oxygen. It integrates left with right, and it gives you the opportunity to discern and identify the emotion. Without emotional intelligence, we can't move forward. And in fact, Jeff, research shows that only about one-third of the world, not just ADHD, one-third of the world has the ability to identify emotions as they're occurring in the moment.
Wow.
So pausing is huge.
Yep. David, we need to take a break real quick.
Yep.
When we come back, I want to talk about some of the things that we do to kind of help people learn how to pause and how to take advantage of it. So for our listeners out there, if you want to learn more about David, if you want to learn more about the Coach Academy, if you want to learn more about David's book, Permission to Proceed, go to addca.com. And with that, we'll be right back after these messages.
Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio. We are CHAD, the nation's leading nonprofit organization serving the community impacted by ADHD. CHAD and Attention Magazine provide science-based information about ADHD to families, professionals, the media, and the general public. Attention is the only publication in which your paid advertising promotes the mission of leadership, advocacy, research, education, and support for the ADHD community. Interested? Advertise in Attention Magazine and CHAD's website at chadd.org or call 240-487-2314.
If you think you understand attention so well, then why are you struggling so much with it? Attention is as simple as it is complex to understand. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. It's grossly misunderstood. Consider this. Focus on the wrong thing, get the wrong solution. In our new ebook, we'll share 5 key tips and insights on managing ADHD learned from conducting more than 300 interviews with attention experts. Download our ebook today at attentiontalknetwork.com and start understanding and managing your attention today. The average annual cost of attending college starts around $25,000. Students who have ADHD are at high risk of dropping out because they haven't learned the critical skills they need to succeed in school. Protect your investment with an Edge Foundation coach specifically trained to help students with ADHD and executive function impairment make the transition from high school to college. Visit edgefoundation.org to learn more.
Make every moment count with Time Timer, a sensitive solution for ADHD time management. It shows how much time is left using a bright red disc that gets smaller as time passes. To place an order for a Time Timer, all you have to remember is TimeTimer.com.
You deserve the best-trained ADHD coach. Find one at the ADD Coach Academy, the only comprehensive ADHD coach training program accredited by the International Coach Federation. Go to addca.com and click on Find a Coach.
And now, back to Attention Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everybody. We're having a great conversation with David Gwirt, the founder and president of the ADD Coaching Academy, and we're focused on the power of the pause. One of the things that David was talking about, we're doing a lot of reference to Dr. Barclay, and I think I do it because I think it really we pick up where his theories end off, and we didn't spell this out, but I think it's probably worth doing. He talks about ADD now as being an executive functioning issue. In order to define what's an executive function, he takes a look at self-regulation, and it's basically defined as an action that we direct back on ourselves to change our behavior, to change the future. And so when you begin to think it's an action that you direct back on yourself, for those with ADHD, if they're going to consciously direct something back on themselves, they have to be aware of what's going on, and they have to pause. And I think that this is the epicenter of so much of what coaching is about. And David, after graduating from the Coach Academy and looking at this definition and beginning to take all the tools and stuff that I remember learning when I was an EDCA student, I began to realize that not every tool always works for everybody, but so right. much of it is trying to get a person to pause and notice. And before, you were talking about emotions and feelings. I mean, there's some CTI coaching thing is we take it to the body, get people in touch with their body, because to do that, you have to pause and you have to notice, and that's a very powerful tool for some people. In meditation, there's a little bit of breathing exercises to bring that focus in and be able to observe what's going on inside and to direct that behavior. And a lot of the tools that you have in the Coaching Academy are various, but almost all of them start with a person in some way pausing and noticing something in the context of a tool or a construct. Everything you do kind of falls into that format. Thoughts on that?
Yeah, well, and you know, before I forget, Jeff, it's also important to mention Tom Brown's executive function model, too, because mm-hmm. these two of them work very well with Russell Barclay. And one of the things that Tom Brown talks about is activation. How do we activate the brain, and how do we focus and sustain the effort? And they both talk about emotion. That's where emotion and memory, they both overlap.
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
And so one of the things that is not identified in the new DSM-5 is emotional regulation, which is huge, because emotional regulation can sabotage everything. So when we pause, we have to be able to pause and, first of all, identify the emotion that's getting in the way and label it, give it a name, whatever it is, anger, frustration. But then we also cannot rely on our memory to remember what our process is for pausing. because for everyone it's different. Everyone learns how to breathe differently. Some of my clients, I use visual memories, like, you know, talk about, you know, smell the cake and blow out the candles. You have to give them the visual imagery and the visual tools to be able to learn, first of all, to remember to pause. So some of my clients have a huge pause button on their desk, huge, red, big, just to pause. Whenever they feel out of harmony, they pause and they breathe. And they breathe through their nose and out through their mouth, you know, the counting five. We don't have time to give breathing techniques, but breathing gives the oxygen for them to be able to activate their brain, sustain the focus. Then we want them to pay attention to those memories of strengths, those memories where they had positive emotional experience. So much of the research that is out there is on regulating negative emotion, and very little is done on regulating positive emotion. That's why the Academy has more of a positive psychology approach, and that's why we've moved into character strengths. Because when you pay attention to your character strengths and you have visual memories from them, those are automatically imbued with positive emotion. But again, this is a discipline that has to be reinforced over and over and over again with visual imagery, with breathing techniques, and most importantly, learning what to pay attention to your body, because your body is the radar that starts from the invisible realm of your mind. When you have a negative thought, a negative feeling, a negative experience, it will always show up in your body. So if you don't pay attention to your body, the body gives you the signals to pause and say, hey, what's going on here?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm stressed out. Ooh, I have to breathe. So many of my clients have two visual symbols. One is to pause. The other is to remind them to breathe, and maybe a third. These are my strengths. These are the things, because research shows most people, not just people with ADHD, do not know their strengths. And I'm not just talking performance strengths. I'm talking character strengths, like fairness and compassion and kindness and curiosity and creativity. And creativity being one of the few pieces of research that shows that young adults with ADHD score higher in creativity and ideation than non-ADDers. But if you don't pause to pay attention to your creative strengths, they get buried. They get buried.
Absolutely.
So the pause
right.
is the beginning of all the activation, as Thomas Brown would put it, but also all the self-regulation that Russell Barkley would say.
Yep, yep. You said something I want to kind of highlight. You talked about the body. It was kind of interesting because I was trained at the ADD Coach Academy, but also the Coaches Training Institute. And one of the things that they talk about the body at CTI, but one instructor said, you know, the body never lies.
Mm-hmm.
It never lies. And it was funny because just yesterday I was coaching somebody, and the person was saying, oh, that's easy. And I said, oh, really? Is it easy? He said, yeah, it's easy. I said, well, if it's so easy, how come you haven't done it?
Right.
And he started for a second. I said, no, seriously. If it was easy, you would have done it by now, right? I mean, how long have you been procrastinating? It was funny, and I shared that because that's an example of how your mind will kind of lie to yourself or tell yourself stories or have you pay attention to one thing. But if you go to the body and you can feel anxiety and kind of whatever, the body never, ever, ever lies. And the ability to pause and notice your body, I just wanted to highlight that, David, because I think that for many people that is just noticing those feelings can get you to for that pause. Just like the buttons and everything that you've described, that's the key is to have these things in your world to actually get you to pause. Once you pause, now you're in choice, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Jeff, I like to think of the coach's toolbox, the pausing tools, as a microscope, a telescope, and a stethoscope. And the microscope of the ADD coach, who's really well trained, he's listening for what cannot be seen in those emotions. And conceptually, everybody can say, oh, it's easy to pay attention to the body. But the coach hears the emotion and makes the client aware through their microscope, the lens of their microscope. You know, you're not seeing this, but what are you feeling and sensing? And the telescope is, what do you want for the future? But it's the stethoscope that the coach has, that stethoscope feels the heart. But you have to bring the heart in with the head. So, you know, the microscope, the telescope, and the stethoscope all say, I listen to what's not being said, and I empower my client through questions. I hear that you're stressed. I hear that emotion because they can't access it, but they learn how to. I see what you want for the future in the telescope, but I feel that your heart is being impaired by your inability to pause and pay attention to what the rational side of your brain says you can access your strengths, your attributes, your passion, and they get all lost because if you don't pause, you're not aware of all these things. So it's so important. For example, I just have a picture of a castle to remind me of my boundaries, and the castle has a drawbridge, and the drawbridge is kept up, and that castle is sitting right in front of me to remind me when somebody talks disrespectfully for me, and I have a moat around the castle. And if somebody is disrespectful to me, I just have to look at that castle and I say, you know, I'm not going to put the drawbridge down for them. They can't come into my castle because they're being disrespectful for me. And that castle sits on my desk to remind me people have to treat me with respect. Without that visual prompt, I'm not going to rely, as Russell Barkley would say, I'm not going to rely on my internal memory. I'm going to externalize it, okay? So coaches use their microscope and their telescope and their stethoscope to help their clients externalize what's going on internally and help them, hey, let's pause, let's breathe, let's identify what's going on in the invisible realm of your mind and showing up in your body so you can use your telescope for the future and bring the stethoscope of your heart into it. Bring that passion, as you said, which is the fuel, you know, interest and passion. By the way, Barbara Fredrickson, interestingly enough, Jeff, I think you'll get a kick out of it, describes interest as an emotion. I never looked at interest as an emotion before. Interest is the fuel that ignites the passion, that emotion that fuels us to move forward. But none of it happens without the pause.
Yep. You know, I love the microscope, telescope, and stethoscope. I can't ever pronounce stethoscope, but I like that.
That's
really, really kind of cool.
I have a hard time with it, too.
So for our listeners out there, we've been talking about some of the pause. David, I want to kind of talk about, like, if somebody's listening to our show right now, they go, I get the pause, but how do I do the pause?
Yeah.
How can you implement that? Just some random ideas, and I do need to go to break for a second, but one of the things that I know I've heard you have people to do is have people write a success journal or success diary.
Yeah.
Where they sit down every day and they write down what they did right.
Yeah.
And to me, you can think about that, and you can see it in a couple different ways. One, you can sit there and do all that stuff. But if you're going to do that, you actually have to stop and pause.
Yes, you do.
And pay attention to what you've been doing right. So to me, that is a tool that a person could use to begin to learn to pause.
Absolutely. A success diary is crucial. And by the way, when you do that, research shows that before we go to bed every night and we write down three things that we're grateful for or three things that we did really well before we go to bed and just, you know, take it in and process it, people have been less depressed for 6 months just by doing that. Yeah. Just by doing that simple exercise. But you've got to make it into a discipline. So I have my clients put a little reminder on a big piece of paper, success diary, gratitude, whatever it is, and they've told me they always feel better when they do that, but it's got to be a discipline. They have to pause to pay attention to that visual prompt and write those things down.
Yep. Absolutely. When we go to the break again, we come back. I just want to touch base because you said something really cool. We'll talk about neuroplasticity a second and then come to more tactical things that people do. But again, for our listeners, to check out the book, Permission to Proceed, to learn more about the ADD Coach Academy or just learn about more about David, go to addca.com. And with that, we'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to Attention Talk Radio. We'll return in a moment. Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
You can't go off to school with them, but we can. Visit edgefoundation.org to learn more how an EDGE coach can help your student reach their full potential.
Make every moment count with Time Timer, a sensitive solution for ADHD time management. It shows how much time is left using a bright red disc that gets smaller as time passes. To place an order for a Time Timer, all you have to remember is TimeTimer.com.
Experience the difference with a top-notch ADHD coach. Find one at the ADD Coach Academy, the only comprehensive ADHD coach training program accredited by the International Coach Federation. Go to addca.com and click on Find a Coach.
Focus on the wrong thing? Get the wrong solution. Misunderstand attention, and you'll struggle with it. Get 5 key tips and insights on managing ADHD learned from conducting more than 300 interviews with attention experts. Download the ebook today at attentiontalknetwork.com and start managing your attention today.
And now, back to Attention Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everybody. We're having a great conversation about the power of the pause with David Gwork. Before the break, we were talking about the notion of a success journal and writing those things down and thinking about three things that you did right every day and the discipline of doing that over a period of time. One of the things, David, I've learned that's very, very clear in interviewing multiple experts is this notion of neuroplasticity being oversimplified. If you consistently pay attention to something different over a period of time, your physical brain changes. They documented that.
Yeah.
And so this practice of sitting there and doing this, not only are we talking, you know, you and I have worked with people and see how these things work, but there's scientific evidence that shows, yes, the physical brain changes, which is pretty incredible when you think about it.
Yes, every experience, everything we do has the ability to change the anatomy and structure of our brain. But I think there's also something that goes really well with neuroplasticity, and that's neurodiversity. That we live in a world that has standards of performance that judges people based on their ability to perform in limited environments. And we, as people with ADHD, have trillions of ways that we process information. So when we don't pause to pay attention to the way we do it in our unique way, we hurt ourselves if we do it the standardized way. So when we take neurodiversity with neuroplasticity and say, I have a unique brain wiring, what are the things in my unique differences where my greatest strengths are located, and I pay attention to the experience of creating more events using those strengths, the neuroplasticity of my brain changes in a very positive way. When people pay more attention to what they do well, but what they don't do well, their brain changes. The structure of their brain changes, their ability to activate their brain, sustain focus, and accomplish many great things happens. I've seen this over and over again. So neuroplasticity, which is changing the architecture of your brain, is really tied into embracing the neurodiversity or the unique brain wiring that each one of us possesses, embracing it, not comparing it to the way other people do it in a standardized way, embracing the unique way that we do it, and do it very, very well, I might add, and remembering to do it. But none of that happens without the pause. To pause.
Absolutely.
And identify it.
Absolutely. So much I want to say here, but from a time perspective, I want to be kind of limited. Because the power of the pause is just really kind of so amazing. You know, it's funny because I had a newsletter I sent out at one point in time. It had a picture of five stick figures. They were all black, and the one in the middle was blue. And the caption at the bottom was, different or special?
Mm.
And if you pause for a second and you notice how the inference behind different is there's something wrong.
Yes.
The inference behind something being special is something's right or something's good. And it's funny because those two words, literally, if you look at that picture, you can see different and you can see special. The picture hasn't changed. It's just the same.
That's right.
And the ability to kind of pause and say, what am I paying attention to? I'm paying attention to the negativeness of what most people want to do is they want to be special. And if you can pause and pay attention to it and say, okay, what is special about my differences? Or to begin, like, where would somebody like me that's this special, where would that be a big asset and a big deal? That's, again, the power of the pause, to pause and notice what you're thinking about, direct the action back on yourself and say, wait a second, I can focus on this as negative or I can focus on it as a positive. If I focus on a positive, where would that show up and maybe I should go to that place? That is a self-directed action and is a completely different course.
Yes, and having these prompts or having the success diary makes it so much easier to not have to go into your brain, which requires a tremendous amount of fuel and energy, and access those memories, rather than having it in one source where all you have to do is go open to any page in there, and there are a multitude of unique, special differences that you have accomplished many great things in your life, but they've been buried in your brain subconsciously. They need to be accessed and brought forth in a resource that's available to you for immediate access, where you don't have to kill yourself using all that fuel and energy. When was that time where I had that magical moment on the mountain, or I was successful, or I used my unique difference and specialness to create something wonderful in my life, and I did it naturally? And by the way, Jeff, when we go to that area of character strength and performance strength, all the executive functions are activated.
Yep.
Immediately.
Yep.
Like you and I both know there are situations where all the executive functions can work in the right situation and environment when that difference and specialness that you just talked about are embraced as a strength, not a weakness.
Absolutely. David, you sparred something here that I want to kind of illustrate kind of how coaching works with a tool that you do, and I'd like to explain the tool, I think, in a way that people would receive it at first, and at least a different way of how I've actually used that. In coaching, I know that you've talked about, you call it the magical moments on the mountain.
Yep.
And it's the idea here is if you're working with somebody, have them go out and come back and write down and document three times when they were kind of like on top of the world. And I find that if I just say something like that to somebody, all too often they come back to me, and what they're focused in on are performance-type things, school or work, something that's there. And it's funny because when I'm looking at it, it's not a school or work thing. It's a time in your life where you felt like you were on top of the mountain. It's not a thing. And if
that's
you can find out those times when you're really on top of the world and we pause and we begin to notice the similarities of the things that were going on in those three different times of your life, I find that there's usually a characteristic or two that runs right through them that is undeniable. And it's in that moment that you can pause and you can begin to unleash those key characteristics of those times when you're kind of flying high on top of the mountain. And I think that is an incredible tool that helps people sometimes pause and pay attention to what was going right at certain times in their life. And if we can isolate what those things are, then it's easier for us to recreate it. Now, the way I describe that, would you agree, or would you tweak it a little bit?
Yeah, we already are tweaking it. Now, but I want to hear what you're doing first, but we already are tweaking it to get to that that positive emotion and those character traits that show up throughout, because you're absolutely right. We've tweaked it over the years and improved upon it, because if you just keep it as open-ended as it used to be, it's much harder to access that information.
Yep. It's so interesting to me because when I'm coaching people and I'm trying to pay attention to what they're paying attention to, it can be as something as two people are having a conversation. A lot of those with ADD babble. They say that they babble. Da, 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 da. And when I'm listening to a person with ADD, I say, tell me about the nature of your conversation. And it's funny because they'll start telling me the words. I'm like, no. Because what I'm listening for, I'm trying to hear at a higher level. What are you paying attention to? Are you trying to organize your thoughts? Are you trying to bounce your logic off of somebody?
Yeah.
Are you thinking out loud, trying to kind of get to your point? Because when I hear the nature of the conversation, it reveals to me so much more. What I find when I'm listening to those with ADHD in conversations, and I'm listening to the nature of it, many times they're not babbling. They might be bouncing their logic off of somebody, or more importantly, thinking out loud. And when you can pause and notice that you think out loud, you can say, excuse me, may I think out loud to somebody? And when you do that, that takes the pressure off the other person to listen to you and gives you the chance to actually think out loud with all this pressure of having to get to the bottom line.
Yeah, and Barclay actually talks about this. You know, we refer to these kinds of people that verbally process out loud. They haven't learned to use internal thinking to talk to themselves. So they haven't learned how to talk to themselves. So with a coach, they're actually talking out loud and expressing their ideas, and we're mirroring and reflecting back those ideas. I mean, I can't tell you the number of times I've mirrored somebody, something they've said to me in the exact words, and I've told them what they said, and they said, I didn't say that. And I said, oh, yes, you did. I wrote down verbatim what you said. And they said, well, that's not what I meant. Well, what did you mean? And then the true essence of what they want to say comes out. So we're talking about attention being aligned with intention. And when somebody is processing a multitude of thoughts and they don't have the ability to have somebody to bounce it off or to talk and be self-aware, they need a coach to learn that skill over a period of time by having it mirrored, which is the exact language they're giving, or reflected, which is the coach's summary or perspective of what's being said. Both are very powerful, but it gives them the opportunity to say, hey, I need to pause and pay attention to what I'm paying attention to, but also what's the intention of my attention? Because if it's negative, it could be video games or drugs or, you know, going 250 miles in a car. But if it's, I want to pay attention to the intention of doing something important related to fairness or my appreciation for beauty and excellence or kindness. Those are character strengths that produce emotions. Now we're talking about something that's going to ignite their engine and move them forward.
Absolutely. David, I need to kind of wrap this thing up, but I can't help but stop and highlight mirroring language back. And everybody, David said sometimes he'll repeat back the exact words a person with ADHD said, and they'll say, no, I didn't say that. And I got to tell you, it's like, it's amazing. 30-40% of the time, you can mirror back exact words in a person will say, no, I didn't. They'll swear they didn't say that to you. It's absolutely amazing to me.
It is.
And when you mirror it back to them, they pause, and then they make some adjustments in it. And if you don't, if you're interested, you know somebody, just go mirror it. So what I'm hearing you say is X, and literally word for word, and you might be surprised at some of the reactions that you might get. It's absolutely amazing.
And what's so important about us, you know, I always say what you pay attention to grows. But if you don't pause to pay attention to what you're paying attention to, then what grows will not be something that you like very much. You want to pay attention to those things that move you forward in life, and having somebody mirror and reflect them back to you is important. Listen, Jeff, I've been doing this for 20 years. Marla has to mirror stuff to me, and sometimes I say, I didn't say that. And she said, oh, yes, you did. And I said, well, that's not what I meant. So, you know, we who are in the field and in the profession, you know, have to practice what we preach and our own personal lives as well. And I've taught those people in my life to do that for me. So coaching affects all realms of the life, but it all begins with the pause and having somebody be able to say, hey, what you're paying attention to is going to grow unless you pause to have somebody empower you to hear what you're paying attention to.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, David, thank you so much for coming on the show. This was long overdue. For everybody to learn more about David, to get his book, and to learn more about the Coach Academy, go to addca.com. And with that, David, thanks again for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me, Jeff. Always a pleasure.
Everybody, catch us next week for another great edition of Attention Talk Radio. Take care.